3, 2, 1. Thank you and welcome once again to the radio broadcast of the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. We're grateful that you're listening today, and we trust that the things that we say would be a blessing and help to you, for that's why we have this program on the air. It's a mission project of the Independence Baptist Church. We trust that it'll really be a blessing to you. We'd like to play a song for you this morning. It's entitled, "For Me to Live is Christ." And I hope that's the way you feel about it, that for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. Well, we live in a confusing world, don't we? A lot of things about the world really gets us mixed up, and we wonder sometimes really which way is the right way to go. We live in a world today where so-called experts talk, and the more that they talk, it seems the more confused things become. We live in a day of many books, and it seems that the more books that are written, the more confusing things become. And it just seems like that it would be good if things would really be simple like it used to be. Today, are you confused? Are perhaps disgusted over religion? Are you confused about which church to attend? Or which Bible to read? Or just which preacher is telling it like it is? And what story do you really believe anyway? Well, we'd like to give you some things this morning that can help you along that line of erasing some of that confusion that is in this world today. Because you see, things are as simple as they used to be. It's just that we are making things much more difficult than it really is. Okay, If you would, look in the book of John, chapter 20. John, chapter 20. Here is the story of a man, and here is a man who should have known better, just like we should know better, but he didn't know better. The book of John, chapter 20, and verse 24. The Bible says, "But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came." So now here is described this man who is an apostle. He gives his name, Thomas, called Didymus. The Bible said in verse 25, "The other disciples therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe." All right, now here is a man who was told by his friends and acquaintances and those men that he had walked with for the last 3.5 years, Jesus Christ has risen from the dead. He is alive. And here is a man who was confused. Thomas, they call him Doubting Thomas. He was simply confused. He wanted to see it for himself. And I don't blame him too much. Sometimes I'd like to see some things for myself too. It would be a very extraordinary thing, wouldn't it, if we put ourselves in Thomas' shoes and we saw our Savior die on the cross of Calvary. We talked to the people that had gone about to bury him. We talked to the people that had carried the spices to his body, and we knew that the soldiers had guarded the tomb. We knew that it was a well-known fact. And then here are some people coming along saying, "Jesus is alive." And so you can see that Thomas did have reason for doubt. And sometimes there are those reasons for doubt in other people's lives too, and sometimes in yours. But what do we do to find the real truth? And here it is. The next verse says in verse 26, "And after 8 days, again his disciples were therein, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, Peace be unto you. Then said he to Thomas." Now here is Jesus talking face to face with the doubting man. "Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing." Jesus did not get on to Thomas, but he simply said, "Thomas, you are important, and I want you to believe." And today, God is saying to you, "You are important. I want you to believe. I don't want you to doubt." Satan wants you to doubt, but God wants you to believe. The Bible said here in verse 28, "Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God." How was it that Thomas became a believer in the resurrection instead of a doubter? Well, the answer is very simple, isn't it? He saw for himself that Jesus was alive and well. Now the answer is the same for you. If today you're confused about which church to attend or which Bible to read or which preacher to believe, how about looking for yourself and finding Jesus? Let me tell you this morning that you'll never go wrong looking to God. You'll never go wrong doing what God has plainly said in His Word. Someone would say, "Well, I do not understand how that I can really see Jesus today." And I'm not talking about you seeing Jesus in a dream or a vision or some other such nonsense as that. But I'm talking about you really getting acquainted with Jesus Christ from Nazareth, the Savior of the world. How do you do it? The Bible says that if you want to get acquainted with Jesus, you get acquainted with His Word. The book of John, chapter 1. In the book of John, chapter 1, now read carefully these precious words. For this is the answer to how you can find Jesus today. John chapter 1 and verse 1. The Bible said, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." The Word. What is the Word? The Bible says here that the Word was in the beginning, the Word was with God, the Word was God. The Bible said in John 1 verse 14, just a few verses down from John chapter 1 verse 1, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." If you want to get acquainted with Jesus Christ, then you need to get acquainted with the Word of God. Now, let's say right here that Satan today is fighting you tooth and toenail to keep you from reading your Bible. And if you will think with me just for a minute, you'll know that it's so. There have been times, no doubt, in the past that you have had a real desire to read your Bible, but something hindered you. Something else came up. And instead of you reading your Bible, you did something else. You know what really happened? Satan hindered you. Why would Satan not want you to read your Bible? Because he knows that when you read your Bible and you study the Word of God, that you're going to see Jesus Christ. You're going to find things in the Word of God that you never knew was there. And it's going to bless your heart and you're going to worship God. And Satan don't want you worshiping God. Satan will let you read every other book in the world, but he don't want you to read the Bible. Satan will let you fill your library with books that you can read instead of reading the Bible. I'm talking about religious books. But there's no book like the Bible. Satan will let you sing instead of reading your Bible. Satan will let you travel or talk or do anything else. But one thing is needful: for us to sit at the feet of Jesus Christ, just reading His Word. You say, you really think that I can get in touch with Jesus by just reading the Bible? Let me tell you, I know you can. Because Jesus is revealed in His Word. The purposes of God are revealed to us in His Word. And God wants you and God wants me to be diligent to read the Scriptures. God don't want us to doubt. There's a lot of things that we could talk about along this lines. Perhaps raising your children. Do you know how to raise your children? Well, let me tell you. You can throw all doctors, well, anybody's books away. But one thing you need to read is the Bible. Because the Bible will tell you how to raise your children. Do you want to know which church to attend? I'll tell you how you can find out. Don't go by the sign on the door. Go by what is taught. Go by what the Bible says. Do you want to know which preacher to believe? Then believe the preacher that preaches the Bible and preaches nothing but the Bible. And you'll find the answer there to all your problems. Well, we see that our time has slipped away from us again today. We do want to give you the invitation to come to the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri, and invite you again next Sunday morning to hear another radio broadcast. Thank you now for listening.